Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 6th of August 2009 and the time is 2020. Please could you tell me your name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Stephanie Alice Howe Smith. I was born on the 17th of July 91, so I'm 18 years old and I'm from Bishop Stortford in Hertfordshire.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth today?
Very excited, apart from the fact it's raining, but really looking forward to it.
How did you first hear about the project?
I read about it in the Evening Standard before it started, so through the media.
And what is it that inspired you to apply?
I'm a big fan of Anthony Gormley's work, and also because I don't think I'm going to get the chance to be immortalised in Trafalgar Square, so I thought I might better make the use of it, the opportunity to go up.
What is it about Anthony Gormley's work that you like?
I like how he uses the human body, and I like how it's more about the public rather than normal artists or people involved in the art world. It's what the public think of it, and you can find his art anywhere. It's not in like art galleries, but it's in the street, it's everywhere.
And how did you feel when you heard you had a place in the project?
I didn't think I had it at first because I didn't get selected, but once I found out I was extremely excited. So it's about a month yet, so really excited.
What is it that you'll be doing on the plinth?
I've got my family friend, Elspeth Mary Ryder, made a massive 6-foot statue of a woman. Can join to a baby, and so I'm taking it up there with me, and it's about materialism in the Western world. And I've got some signs I made, and I've got glow-in-the-dark balloons and Smarties and stuff to interact with the audience with.
And what have you brought to interact with the audience?
Balloons, Smarties. I had a megaphone, but the rain might stop me using that. So I've got bracelets, glow-in-the-dark bracelets, and badges, and like a notepad and massive pens and that kind of stuff.
What do the signs say that you've brought?
One says Free Burma, because I'm really passionate about that. And the others are about feminism, because I'm a proud feminist. And so about feminism.
And how did you get into the things that you're interested in? What is it about feminism? How did you get into that?
I got into feminism when I was 9 years old, and we had to do projects on our heroes or heroines. And my teacher asked me who I was going to do it on, and I think I was supposed to watch Mary Poppins or something, because I randomly said, oh yeah, the woman who got the right to vote. And my teacher said, Emmeline Pankhurst. I said, yeah, her. So I went off to the library and I read about it, and I was really shocked, and it suddenly occurred to me these women made massive sacrifices. And the more I thought about it, the more I realised how society was still treating women badly. And so ever since then, I've become more and more interested in it.
And what kinds of things do you do to support that or express your interest in that?
Well, I'm a teenager, so there's not exactly a lot to do, especially in regards to like Middle England. There aren't like many people around you can talk to, but the internet's really good for it. So I go on websites, I read books, lots of books about it, and magazines and that kind of stuff.
And what is it that's important to you about being a woman?
It's not so much important to me about being a woman, it's about being a person. And it's just important that I want to be treated fairly, and I want to have the same rights, and I want to be able to go into a job and not think, oh, is she going to get pregnant the next year? Should I hire her? Is she as good as a man? That kind of stuff. So, yeah.
And what about the Burma campaign? How have you become interested in that?
Well, when there was the kind of revolution, revolt, protests in September 2007, I read about it, and I was so angry that although it's been going for years and years and years, and they haven't got the same attention as like Free Nelson Mandela, but it's such a bad situation. And so my friends and I decided to go down to Parliament Square to protest the people holding a vigil outside it. And I just, since then, I think it's so wrong, and no one's really, there aren't any like really bans on any kind of trade. There are bans on trade, but they're not restrictive enough, and I think people aren't doing enough, and there could be more done. So yeah, and also because it's topical, because Aung San Suu Kyi's verdict has been postponed again and again and again, and she probably will be sentenced to jail for how many years, so they won't get democracy even now.
What kinds of things do you think could be done, or would you like to see done?
Well, the French government, because of Total, they won't let the EU put certain bans on it, because they're the only ones stopping it, and better efforts to not just the UN being sent over there and then not doing anything, but them actually talking about it and actually speaking. Because last time the UN envoy went, he didn't actually get to speak to Aung San Suu Kyi. So I think there's so much they could do. It's being done.
Can you tell me a bit more about the model that you've brought with you and are taking up?
Ah, well, I think it's taller than I am. It's the woman is covered with silver coins and high value stuff like £2 coins, and she's wearing stilettos and she's got red lips, and she's a Western woman, and she's attached by chains made of money to a child which has got low quality coins like 1p, 2p's, and it symbolises how Western materialism is so closely linked to LEDCs and suffering there, and the child doesn't have arms, which is representative of the dangerous conditions in factories where they work and how they can lose limbs, and there's just not enough being done to sort out our dependency on the third world and how our economy treats those who are there and how they have such a poor deal.
So you sound very passionate about a lot of issues for someone of your age.
Yeah.
Where has all the interest come from?
I don't know. I really don't know. I've just always been interested in the world around me. I've always read a lot. I read lots of newspapers. I read lots on the internet. I just always have been. I don't know where it's come from.
Do you come from a family with similar interests, or is it something that you've discovered
yourself? I think it's something I've just discovered myself. My mum's always been very encouraging me to be interested in what I'm interested in, but it's not something we talk about a lot. My family isn't exactly political. It's just something I've developed, I think.
And are you studying at the moment?
I took my A-levels 2 months ago, and in exactly 2 weeks' time, I'm going to find out whether I get my place in university or not. So I'm extremely nervous, but hopefully I will be studying.
Where have you applied to go to?
I have an offer to read English at Cambridge. So I'm really hoping my results go well. But if I don't, I get to go to Warwick, which is really good as well. And I can't. So either way, I'm sorted. But yeah, English, Warwick or Cambridge.
And do you have any idea what you'd like to do when you finish studying?
I've always kind of wanted to do a postgraduate, so I could be Dr. Steph. But if I don't, I might, don't know what I want to do. I might go to journalism or research. I don't want to a normal job. That would kill my soul. So yeah.
Do you think you'd like to find a career in one of these interests that you've got, something political?
I'd like to, yeah. I'd like to change the world and do stuff to help people.
Why are those things important to you?
Because I think you're only on the world for so many years, and people are going to keep on coming, and you need to do stuff to make people's lives better, because otherwise you can do what you want to do, but I think it's better to help wider society in general. So yeah.
So why did you choose to do the things that you've chosen to do on the plinth?
Well, feminism particularly, because it's got such bad press, and people have this very stereotypical image of feminists, and I don't think I really fit that, because I look like I'm 12 years old, and because I look kind of innocent, people don't think, oh. And I think it's important that people see that not everyone is how they think, and they need to challenge their views on it, because it's really important that more people consider themselves feminists rather than just, oh yeah, I'm not a feminist, but I think a woman should have the right to abortion. I'm not a feminist, but I think airbrushing is wrong, that kind of stuff. That's why. And because Burma is a worthy issue, and because so is third world poverty.
And what impact do you hope to have by going up and doing what you're doing?
I probably won't have any, but if anyone sees me, which probably considering the weather they won't, hopefully they'll think about what they've seen, and they'll think, I'm going to think about what I already think about the subject and try and change and think deeply about stuff and challenge their views.
And will you be talking to people, or will you be talking through the points that you're trying to make?
If someone comes up and is talking to me, I probably will, but otherwise, if there's no around, I'll keep quiet. I won't just talk for the sake of it. I'll probably just blather on about stupid things. I don't know. Not the issues, unless someone actually comes up and I see I can talk to them.
Have you thought about communicating to the people watching online?
Yeah, because I keep on posting on Facebook, watch me at 9 o'clock, and my old teachers have found out and they're going to be watching me. And I've got a friend, she's Turkish, she's in Istanbul, and she's going to be watching me online. I've got family friends in America going to be watching me, so yeah, I probably will talk to the people online because they're the ones I know, and because they're the people going to tease me when I finish and get back home. So yeah.
Well, Have you felt pressure to entertain people watching?
Not pressured. I probably will anyway, because I'm a bit of an exhibitionist sometimes at school. It's something I like, make people laugh, although I don't actually do it very well, but I probably will. I'll treat myself, but not pressured to entertain people precisely. Just if I don't think it's entertaining, then I might, yeah.
Who would you say that you're doing it for?
Entertaining people?
Who are you doing this for? Who are you going on the plinth for?
Me and the issues I'm interested in. But mainly me, because I want to have the chance. It's just now I've got this chance, I can use it for even.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, I'm not really. I don't know much about the art world, unfortunately.
What are some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
At the moment, it's results, but you know, family, pets, reading, that kind of stuff.
Your family said about you going up on the plinth?
My mum was the one I asked when I heard about the fourth plinth. She said, oh yeah, go for it. My dad, I didn't tell him until I actually got the place, and he was like, Stephanie, why do you want to do that? You're just paying attention to yourself. And I don't think he was entirely keen on it. I don't think he's going to watch. But yeah, he hasn't been entirely supportive. My mum has been very, she's been more stressy about it than I am. She's like, oh, have everything ready? My brother's here. And my aunt and my cousin's girlfriend who made the sculpture. So yeah, they've been pretty supportive on the whole.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied and to this moment now before going up?
Just exciting, really exciting. I think it's just such a great opportunity.
Brilliant, and is there anything that you'd like to add before we finish?
That's...